Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by James Armstrong. He's managing partner at Bluefield Partners. James, very good to speak with you. Could you briefly explain what prompted the board to launch this strategic review and the formal sale process now?
Yeah, good to see you again, Stephen. So the board and the investment advisor, we have been consulting with shareholders in detail for many months, and with a particular focus post our announcement on the 21st of October. And the backdrop to this is that the Bluefield Solar Income Fund is a fantastic company, has performed incredibly well since it was IPO 12 years ago, has an unparalleled track record and also some very attractive characteristics such as a large development pipeline, but it's been at a discount. So the share price has been at a discount to the net asset value for over 3 years, over 3.5 years actually. And the board, in consultation with Bluefield Partners, so with my business and also with the shareholders, have been looking to ways of how do we address this. And so the culmination of that is that the announcement this morning that there is a formal sale process has been announced and formal strategic review. And to me, that is a very sensible response from the board. It's a brave response from the board, but it's one that recognizes that doing nothing is not an option, Stephen, and that boards and companies need to work out how do they maximize the value of the shares for these investment companies, and that's the objective of the announcement this morning is starting that process where we can look to try and maximize the value of the shares and create liquidity if we go down that route. If there's a formal sale process, create liquidity for the shareholders.
James, how should investors interpret this move? Is it more about addressing the persistent discount to NAV or about unlocking longer term value?
Well, I think it's sort of the answer is a combination of the truth of both of those things, really, Stephen. I think that there is the persistent discount to NAV means that a business like Bluefield Solar, which is set up to grow and make investments into its proprietary pipeline, is not able to do that. And there is no obvious catalyst at the moment in the market. And this applies across, unfortunately, applies across the investment company space. There is no obvious catalyst to being able to see a re-rating of the shares. And Bluefield Solar, whilst being, as I say, a very high performer, is no different from that. People were struggling and boards are struggling to see where the catalyst is. So what it's actually doing is it's saying, how do we address that problem? And what is the best way of creating shareholder value? So it's not necessarily, if it's a sale process, it's working out how do you maximize shareholder value and liquidity for investors in a relatively short period of time. And what's key in terms of the announcement, and this is relatively unique for Bluefield Solar and is referenced in the RNS that went out this morning, is that what we have learned in terms of our market soundings is that there is a unique proposition we can put to in a sale process, which is that you put the operational assets, so that is the operational portfolio that the Bluefield Solar Income Fund has, alongside its development pipeline, alongside again the rolling the platform of businesses that I'm a part owner of into the transaction and thus creating access to different types of capital that might not just be interested in buying some operational assets. And I think that's a very key part of the statement. But in short answer to your question, it is about trying to work out how do we maximize shareholder value for the shareholders in what is a persistently difficult market because of the discount to NAV?
You've mentioned the strength of Bluefield's assets and development pipeline. What do you see as the main attractions for potential buyers?
Well, I think that's just it. I mean, that's part of it. I think where it's a combination of factors, and repeating what I've just really said, is that you've got that. It's a great operational portfolio. It's a high quality diversified portfolio, primarily solar, all UK focused, so it has a real attraction in terms of its geographical focus. There's on top of that, there is the growth potential, which matched to the platform I'm talking about, where the internalization, if a buyer down the private route wants to go down that route, you can internalize. There's the opportunity to internalize the Bluefield group of companies. They're the companies that do the development through to operations. There's a businesses, private businesses, partly owned by myself, who are able to provide that, unlock that growth, because you need an operational platform to be able to target and also invest into and grow that asset base. So I think it's that, again, it's that combination of good operational assets, a very proven operational team, a management team, alongside the growth potential of a development portfolio is very interesting. And I think that's where we see the kind of one of the main routes to exit for the company.
For existing shareholders, what are the next key milestones or updates they should look out for as the review progresses, James?
Well, I think that will be run formally by the company. So the company's financial advisors will be updating the market as we go, because obviously now this is a because it's a formal sale process that needs to be that will be handled by them. But there will be, I think, the both the company, the board, and ourselves are keen to make this as efficient a process as possible. So they should shareholders should be expecting updates fairly regularly during this process.
Well, James, I hope you'll keep us updated on the progress. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
James Armstrong, Managing Partner at Bluefield Partners.